Raymond Burr. Raymond William Stacy Burr, May 21, 1917 to September 12, 1993, was an actor most known for his role in the television dramas Perry Mason and Ironsides. He was born in New Westminster, British Columbia, to William Johnson Burr, a descendant of Irish immigrants, and Minerva Smith, who was of Scottish and English descent. A dual citizen of Canada and the United States, Burr served in the U.S. Navy in World War II and was wounded at the Battle of Okinawa. Burr broke into films in 1946 and made nearly 90 in the next decade. He co-starred in the classics A Place in the Sun and Rear Window. Burr usually played menacing villains on the screen, although in 1956 he played the heroic reporter Steve Martin in Godzilla, King of the Monsters, the American re-edited version of the Japanese film Gojira. He reprised this role nearly three decades later in 1958's Godzilla. With the international success of Godzilla, and shortly after starring on the radio drama Fort Laramie, Burr was chosen to star in 1957 in Perry Mason, where he played Earl Stanley Gardner's clever defense detective who was always defending the innocent and only lost one case, the case of the deadly verdict, 10-17-63. His client withheld evidence needed to win. The show was very popular and lasted 9 years. In 1967, Burr started another long-running television series, Ironside, also known as A Man Called Ironside in the UK, in which he played a police chief who used a wheelchair for mobility. This show ran until 1975. Subsequent to this, Burr had a couple of other short-lived series, such as Kingston Confidential, but was unable to repeat his earlier hits. He co-starred in such TV films as Love's Savage Fury, 1979, The Curse of King Tut's Tomb, 1980, and They Call Me Mr. Bonobo, 1982. Burr also had a supporting role in Dennis Hopper's controversial film Out of the Blue, 1980, and spoofed his Perry Mason image in Airplane 2, the sequel, 1982. In 1985, Burr made a comeback as Perry Mason and made a series of 26 two-hour movies that were enormous rating blockbusters, the last being completed only a few weeks prior to his death. By this time, he was a wheelchair user. In his final Mason movie, he is always shown either sitting or standing while leaning on a table, but never standing unsupported, as his character in Ironside had been. But by this time, due to his real-life failing health, he also reprised the role of Ironside not long before his death, having to dye his hair red and shave off his trademark beard in order not to look so much like Perry Mason. In contrast to the bad guys and hard, unbending heroes he often played, Raymond Burr was in real life a generous man who gave enormous sums of money, including his salaries from the Perry Mason movies, to charity. He once sponsored 27 foster children through the Children Christians Fund. He would take the children with the greatest medical needs. He would insist that the TV executives and directors treat his co-stars with the same respect shown to him. He also gave generously over many years to the McGeorge School of Law in Sacramento. He was heavily involved in raising money for the Bailey's Matthew Shell Museum in Sanibel, Florida. Burr died of liver cancer on September 12, 1993 in Sonoma, California, aged 76. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm your announcer, Jim Beshires. Now, enjoy the show.